Thursday's Morning Mix. It's Roy Woodcock with you today. Now then, it's one of the cultural highlights of the year in Beverley. I'm talking about the New Paths Music Festival, which takes place now in a couple of weeks' time, with almost 30 events across a packed 4 days. And I'm delighted to say joining me this morning is the festival's founder, Roland Deller. Roland, good morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good morning, Roy. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Fourth year the festival will have been held, and I think it's fair to say it's established itself as a nationally recognised, internationally perhaps as well, world-class music.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that the festival attracts each year a big team of musicians of the highest quality. So this year we have 30 performers of international stature. They sing and they play all around the world, and they headline opera houses and concert halls in the UK, the leading venues. So it's a really extraordinary opportunity to hear some of these highly talented and attractive performers in Beverley over the course of a weekend. They love coming here, and I think that's part of the festival's success, the fact that the musicians have an absolute ball when they're here, and that buzz comes from the audience, the locals. They enjoy the banter, they enjoy the warm welcome, and they enjoy the down-to-earth nature of the whole thing.
Yeah. Let's get some of the detail out of the way first. I've sent it due to happen shortly. When exactly and where, Roland?
So the festival opens in exactly 2 weeks' time on the 4th of April and runs for 4 days. So it's a long weekend. Some of our festival goers from around the country arrive the night before, the Wednesday night, so they can hit the ground running early on the Thursday morning. Our very first concert is on Thursday the 4th in Tolgavel at 11 a.m, and it's called Dawn Chorus.
Very appropriate title. And the programme, really wide-ranging too. Packed full of song, chamber music, talks, late-night events, world premiere apparently coming our way, performances for families and children, and a recital on the Minster's world-famous organ. Performers in the Young Festival include rising stars from the world of classical music alongside veteran international artists. Wow, what a great thing to be able to say it's happening here in Beverley.
Yeah, it gives us great joy to be doing it in this very special place. And so the programme celebrates the town itself, and we pick up on some of the many great venues and features of the town in our programming. The variety is a real luxurious thing, and it stems from the fact that we have many different musicians. So we don't just get acts who do one concert and then go home. The musicians are in town for the whole of the festival, so we can combine them in all sorts of different combinations. So often you'll go to a concert and you'll hear one group perform one type of music, but at our festival, we can mix the whole thing up. And that's fantastic, because you might have a preference for one thing, but also try out something new.
I'm sure everything you'd say is a highlight, but pick out one or two for us, Roland, maybe.
Well, I thought I might talk about Market Day, the Saturday of the festival, Saturday the 6th. And again, like all of the other days, we kick off in the morning. So it's a coffee concert in St. Mary's at 11 o'clock. And St. Mary's is a superb venue for classical music because the acoustic is second to none. That morning features English music that all came from the same period of time about 100 years ago at the Royal College of Music in London. This was a real hotbed. Some of the finest composers of the day were all there. And so that's the music we're featuring there. You can get Bacon Butties from Cafe V at this concert. And one of the musicians performing in this is one of Germany's foremost chamber musicians, Lena Eccles on the viola. And so unless there's absolute turmoil at Heathrow, she'll be here with us. And one of the singers in that concert is a fantastic soprano, Northern Irish soprano, Aoife Miskelly, who later in the year is doing the title role in Welsh National Opera's The Cunning Vixen. She's singing some absolutely lush songs and is a superb performer. Then we have, later that day, a family show in the East Riding Theatre. It's sold out, I'm afraid. There's a waiting list. It's The Wind in the Willows. Absolutely charming 30-minute musical entertainment, and it's free, and all the places went within the first 48 hours. We'd love to do more, but unfortunately the festival is so packed that we couldn't squeeze in a second performance. In the afternoon of that day at 4:30 in Tolgavel, it's one of our daily Schubert slots. And this is one of the most joyous and beautiful pieces in all classical music, Schubert's Trout Quintet. It's 45 minutes of utter beauty and joy. And then that evening is our star-studded Night at the Movies gala concert in the East Riding Theatre. And in this concert, we deploy 12 of our artists, and it's all about classical music in films. And of course, many of our favourite great moments in film is underpinned by classical music. Mm-hmm. So for those that might remember, there's the famous cello piece from Truly Madly Deeply, which is so poignant. There's a famous song from the film Shine. There's some gorgeous solo piano music being played by Martin Roscoe, one of the country's most popular pianists. So it's a real luxurious kaleidoscope of a programme.
Wow, it's just mouth-watering. You mentioned Tolgavel, you mentioned St Mary's, East Riding Theatre, we mentioned the Minster. I mean, one of the highlights of the festival, if I'm put it that way, is the fact that it embraces the whole of the town. You use so many different venues, and there's some that's open air as well.
Yeah, it's there's no place like Beverley. Often classical music will be presented in concert halls, but here we have architecture of extreme beauty of different sizes. One of the venues that we really love is also St John of Beverley Roman Catholic Church, which is a more intimate space. And there, we take advantage of that very special atmosphere by presenting a late night concert on our opening night. And this is a performance of Edgar Lacy's Stabat Mater. Starts at 10 o'clock, few places left. And this features two of our rising star artists, Helen Charleston, who won the Handel singing competition last year, and Rowan Pearce, who's currently starring in English National Opera's Magic Flute. So these different spaces are used to great effect. We've got the light of St Mary's. We've got the vast space of the Minster with its incredible organ. And we've got the East Riding Theatre, which is just a brilliant place to spend an evening.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. I mean, just listening to all the and reading about all the different concerts and events that are packed into those 4 days. I mean, where on earth does this festival sit in the national calendar? Surely Beverley. I mean, there must be countless other places who just look at Beverley and think, wow, how do they manage to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are a very young organisation, and we therefore have the luxury of being a challenger, being a bit bold and doing it our own way. When festivals become big and established, you have to do certain things in certain ways, but we've got this dynamism. And, you know, the musicians are incredibly supportive. They give a huge amount to be here. And the people of the East Riding have been incredibly supportive and generous in giving us financial help to be able to present this. One thing about it is that the ticket prices are really low. And in fact, there are two free performances. So you can hear these incredible artists for absolutely nothing. You know, we are a small festival compared to the whoppers like Cheltenham and, of course, the Proms.
Yeah.
But we're part of a wave of new musical enterprises. Down the road over in Southall, one of our artists, Marcus Farnsworth, has also recently got a fantastic festival off the ground. And so, like everything in life, music is constantly reinventing itself. Artists are creating platforms for themselves, curating their own projects. But there is something very special about operating at this early stage of our life. There's a certain freshness that that helps carry us along.
You mentioned there are free events as well. And you also find time to go into schools and nursing homes in the area to bring music to them.
Yeah, that is absolutely critical, that this festival is for everyone, absolutely everyone, irrespective of need or circumstance. And so we recognise that not everyone can get out as readily as others, so we want to engage with them. The musicians love working with the elderly and with children in schools. It's just all part of the mix, and it's just so refreshing that it's for absolutely everyone.
Now then, Roland, I should say you grew up in Beverley. You went to Longcroft School, and here we are. You're almost back at school because we're in the ground of the school here at Beverley FM, and you were a chorister at the Minster. It's something you always wanted to do, isn't it? You've got this love of Beverley, you live still locally, and you wanted to do this, and it all came together 4 years ago, I think, in memory of that wonderful man Alan Spedding at the Minster.
Yeah, that's absolutely what it's all about. So I arrived in Beverley at the age of 8 from a dark corner of the West Riding, and joining the Minster Choir with a motley crew of lads from all walks of life was a transformational experience for me. You know, it gave me a passport to another world and gave me a lifelong passion for music, and equally playing in the East Riding Youth Orchestra, which was just an incredible experience. Rehearsals at Longcroft, concerts in Hull City Hall and Bridlington Spa. You make lifelong friends. We toured Europe, and all of this was for free. So instrumental tuition from the school's music service for free, being a chorister in Beverley Minster for free. And so music really can give people a lifelong set of skills and passions and interests and friendships that they take with them to the grave. And it's certainly been an awesome journey for me.
When you started 4 years ago, when you sort of saw that idea of yours come to fruition, did you envisage that way where we are now would come so soon? You've got a good, great team around you, haven't you? More Beverley people, there's some really hardworking and supportive people that make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So year one, we tried it out and we thought, well, let's see how this thing goes. I never had any doubt that my colleague and partner Libby Burgess, the artistic director of the festival, would deliver something that the people of Beverley loved. And it's a mutual love affair for her. She discovered this place through me and really wanted to do the festival here and bring all of her friends and colleagues from around the country to perform in the festival. As for me, I've got the joy of doing all of the behind scenes stuff with the volunteers, and I have learned so much from our set of volunteers of all ages. We have volunteers in their 80s and we have volunteers in their teens. That team have an incredibly warm welcome. So if you come to one of our concerts, from the second you walk through the door, you know, you're experiencing something very special and very warm. And I've learned so much from them about how to create a friendly climate in which the musicians give of their very best. It's something very special that we've created and that we're very proud of. And this year in particular marks a culmination of our journey so far in terms of the contents of the programme. There are some absolute highlights that I'm happy to tell you about, but yeah it's been very satisfactory, and no major disasters so far.
I mean, it goes from strength to strength, as we say, and of course now it also embraces, from an organisational point of view, the long-running Beverley Chamber Music Festival.
Yeah, this was a great honour. Last year, the trustees and outgoing committee of the Beverley Chamber Music Festival, who'd been nurturing that festival for many, many years, approached us and asked us whether we might like to take it on. They were aware that they wanted a new chapter in the life of that festival. It's been going for over 25 years and they wanted to see it continue for another 25 years. It's got a slightly different focus, that festival, in as much as it brings established chamber music groups to Beverley, international artists to Beverley, again for a weekend that runs from Wednesday through Saturday. And it has brought some of the big names of classical music to the area over that quarter century. And it was our first one last year, and our main aim was to make sure that the loyal and long-standing audience were happy with what we were doing, and they have indeed given us their blessing, and that also we breathe some new life into that festival and attract a newer, younger audience. So what we did was to introduce some free family performances there. And so on the Friday morning of that festival, we had our concert for young families, for babies and toddlers. And those young families get to experience performances from those very same artists for nothing. And it's a real joy. They get to hear a short program of music presented in a lively way and are treated with the same respect as our big ticket paying audiences in the evening.
Roland, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning. We do wish you and the team continued success with New Paths Music. Can we just repeat the festival details and where people can go to for tickets, and where they can go to for more information? I guess that's the website, isn't it?
Oh, thanks so much, Roy. It's great to have been in the studio, the caretaker's cottage, my old school. Yeah. The festival runs from the 4th until the 7th of April, so that's in 2 weeks' time from today. And you can get tickets from the wonderful team at the Beverley Tourist Information Centre in the Treasure House, or, of course, online from our website, www.newpathsmusic.com.